Okay, we're holding now on the Darim. Hey, Amid Beis. We've been discussing for the past few days this whole sugya of Yadayim She'enim Achichos. So it's worthwhile just to spend a minute and refresh where we're holding. The idea of Yadayim, first of all, a Yad is something that's like an incomplete statement. It's a Yad, it's only partial, as we saw the Ron back on the very beginning in Beis Amid Aleph, that Yados are what's it called? Like a handle. In other words, when you're grabbing a coffee cup or something, you don't hold the whole thing, you just hold the handle and you have the whole thing in your hand, so to speak. That's the way the Ron explained it. So here, Yad is like an incomplete Lashon, where you're saying something that's not complete. And then Ein Mochichos, it's unclear. So really today we have to figure out two aspects to consider. First of all, when a person makes a statement, Yadayim She'enim Mochichos, do we know what he means? Meaning, even though he didn't actually speak it out, are we able to figure out, oh yeah, that's what he was talking about. That's what he meant to say with his neder. So that's point one. Point number two, even if we do know, maybe there's a concept of haflah that you have to make a very explicit statement and speak it out. Even if we know what you mean, but you didn't really say it, maybe that's a problem as well. So we were up till now, we were working out with Shmuel, that Shmuel had said that our mission was going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Yadayim She'en Mochichas, lo havi Yadayim. So now we're going to pick it up from Ditznan. Or Mishnah in Gittin. Gufil shall get. What is the essence of a get? So it has to say the following statement. Hare at muteres lechol adam. You, my former wife, are now muteres to marry anybody. You're allowed to marry any man. Rabbi Yehuda oimer v'dein dehavi lechi minoi sefer teiruchin v'igeres shvukin. Rabbi Yehuda says there's an additional statement that you have to add on. It's not just enough that first statement of Hariat Muteres Lechol Adam. According to the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Argon Lacham, it says, no, this is a document of divorce, and it's like a letter, an Igeris of Shvukin, of release, dismissal. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the wording of the get itself, you have to clarify, I am the husband who is divorcing you, my wife, through this bill of divorce. Fine. V'amai dochik Shmuel uk. So what did Shmuel force himself into explaining that our mission is going like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the minority opinion? Look at Rabbanan. Why didn't Shmuel say that our mission is going like the Sheet of the Rabbanan? Right, even though there isn't a clear statement necessarily, that still should be considered a netter. So if a person would just say the basic statement we've been saying all along, right, that, mudronim, I take a vow from you, but that was it, she'eni oichalach, he doesn't add in that second part, it should have still been good. So amarav masnis and kashisei, no, because there was a part that was shver in the Mishnah. Amai tane shani oichel lecho shani toim lecho. Why do you have to add in that part of lecho for yours? Right? It could have just said, it's obvious I'm taking an eder, right? I'm talking to you, so you know what it is without saying it. Listing the Mishnah said sheini oichel. I'm not going to eat sheini toim. I'm not going to taste anything. Because from the fact that the Mishnah added on that extra phrase lecho shma mino, you learn out from here that be'ena we require Yadayim Mochichos, that you have to have a very clear statement of what your yad is. So the intent of the person who's making neder has to be spoken out, right? And you can't just like necessarily figure this out from context. Okay, so that was the idea. Even if we know what it means, you'd still have to talk it out. Itmar. Okay, now we're going to go back to what we've been discussing up till now and try to work this out. Machlokes Amoraim. Yadayim She'en Mochichos. Abai Omer Havi Yadayim. So Abaye says that if you have a yad, something that's very ambiguous, we're not sure exactly what it is. So Abaye says that's good. Verava Omar, Rava says no, lo havi yadayim. They're not. So Omar Rava. Rava said like this. Rabbi Edi Asperli. Rabbi Edi explained to me the source behind this. Omar Krog, the pasuk says, Nozir Lahazir Lahashem. Right, we've seen this several times already in the beginning of Parshas Noso. Noz v'lhaz l'Hashem, makish yados nazirus l'naziros. We make a hekish when we compare the yados of nazirus to nazirus, and ma nazirus b'haflaw, just like nazirus has to be a very clear explicit statement, af yados de zeros behaflo. So since to be learned from the yados of this would also have to be something that is very clear and explicit. You can't have anything open-ended or anything ambiguous about this, right? She'em yochichos, that would not be good. Okay, fine. So that's why Rava said that it's no good. So lema beplugta Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbanan Kamiflagi. So maybe this machlokes between Abaye and Rava is really the machlokes we saw back in Gittin, quoted here in Gittin between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So it would work out as follows: according to, in this stage, the Havmina, so Abaye would be according the shita of the Rabbanim, who holds the Yadayim Shein Machichas Havi Yadayim, and Rava would fit with the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Yadayim Shein Machichas Lo Havi Yadayim. Again, that's what it is. Let's see it again. Lema plug the Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbanan Kamiflagi Ditznan Gufa Shoget Hariat Muteres Nachol Adam. The Mishnah said that if this is the essence, the guf of the get is as follows: you, my wife, soon to be my former wife, are now Muteres to marry anybody you want. Rabbi Yehuda Omer V'dein Dehavi Leichi Minai Sefer Trichun V'get Peturin V'ger Shvukin. Right, we just saw this. Abaye the Omer Kirabonin, Varava the Omer Kirabi Yehuda. Right, that's what we spoke out. Just Agav, it's important to speak this out for a second. There's an Orach HaShulchan here in Hilchas Gittin. It's in Simon Kuf Chavav in Memtes. So it just speaks out something that's important to understand. He says, Kihechi de lahabi yadayim mochichos shebeget zemigarsha, velo yoimir shebigarsha bedibor vishtar laraya ba'alma. The reason why we'd have to have such a clear thing over here is that a person wouldn't make the assumption that really he was megarish, he divorced his wife through a speech. That's good enough. And this shtar, this document he's given, that's just like a raya, proof for what his speech. So you have to understand that no, it's the get itself that is actually what is causing it, and that's what the working with the sheet that holds. You have to actually speak out that this is the document itself that makes you divorced. Okay, right. So again, that was the idea that we want to see in the Havmin, that Abaye is going according to the sheet of the Rabbonim, and Rav is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So Amaloch, Abaye could say to you a little bit differently. On the Amri, I could be said my shita would work out a fila Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why would it be true? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda be'inan de'dai mochichos. Up until now, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda was that we need the yadayim, or if it's unclear, it's ambiguous, that's not good. Ela legabe get. But by the get, right, that's a different thing. The be'in increases v'leika. We have to know that there's a complete cutting off, a severance, right? And it has to be said that, right? Aval ba'alma, but what about in general? Meaning, in general, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita here by Gittin. But in general, stam? Mishamasla? Did you ever hear him say that the yadayim shino hikos lohav yadayim? Maybe it's a special din contained within Gittin. That has to be clear. So Abaye says no. Maybe I work with. Like, I'm not necessarily what like the Rabbanu. I could also work with him according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rava Amar and Rava would say to you, Ana da Amre filu Rabbanan. I'm not only a Rabbi Yehuda Jew. I'm also a Rabbanan Jew. I could work out both ways. Why? Ad kan lo ka'am Rabbanan de lo be'inan yadayim ochichas el gabe get. Normally we don't require this. Right? What is that? That's on top of Vav Amud Aleph. The Ein Adam Megarish is Eishes Chavero. Because no one's divorcing somebody else's wife. It's obvious he's writing this get for his own wife, right? Aval Ba'alma, but maybe in general, when it's not necessarily a case of Gittin, Mishamaslu, did you ever hear them say that that if you have something, Yadayim Ein Mechichos, that it is good? So, it's fascinating to point out that there's a number of Achronim that point out really maybe perhaps the difference over here, or one idea I guess between Gittin and Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, it's clear the act is the most important thing. Whatever thoughts or whatever hachanas or preparations that went into it beforehand, leading up to this, it doesn't really amount to anything. That's within the realm of Kiddushin. But by Gerushin, so even before the Maisa, there could be a significance to one's thoughts. The case in point of this is more in Gittin Yud Ches, which says Kamin Shenosin Ein of the Garsha. Once the husband has already, like Nosin Ein, he's already decided and resolved in his mind that he's going to no longer remain married to this woman. Ein lo peros. He's not allowed. He doesn't have allowed to eat from her peros anymore. So that's already before the actual get was delivered. But it's just the idea, the hachana behind it. But at the end of the day, we wanted to suggest right now that this machloik between Abaye and Rav is really the same machloik between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, and it was inconclusive because each of these Amoraim could explain their shita within both views in the Tanoim. Again, the majority opinion of the Rabbanan, or even within the minority opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that Yadayim Shein Machichos Lo Havi Yadayim. Okay, that takes us to Vav Amar Aleph, and Meretz Hashem will pick it up here next time.